Campbell and Farwell.
Mornings on Country 106.7.
A few minutes ago, we told you some of the things you should not be doing before going to bed: consuming too much alcohol, having caffeine or a big meal, exercising. Well, now, when you wake up in the morning, we want to let you know the things you should not be doing.
When you wake up. Ooh, yay, Polly. You should definitely play that song. That will help you get perky in your pants.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
One of the things you should not do upon waking is hit the snooze button. I say screw that.
Darn it.
Some days I'm a 3 snooze button guy. Just can't do it.
I've already screwed it up.
Can't face the day.
I don't remember the last time I did not hit snooze.
An old boss of mine just shook his head at me when I said I hit snooze. He never hits it.
Like, have you seen that alarm clock that after it goes off, you hit snooze once and then it's on wheels and it rolls away from you, like it rolls onto the floor, and then you have to chase it because
no,
you can't hit snooze.
That's
anymore.
Perfect. That'll help you with thing number 2 you should not do when you first wake up.
Okay.
Stay curled up. Do not stay curled up. You have to stretch your body.
You've got to stretch
as much as physically possible.
You watch any animal that wakes up, that's the first thing it does is it gets all stretchy. That's why yoga is so great, because it gets all your toxins all flowing outwardly.
I know.
I don't sleep curled up. Am I the only one?
I don't know. I'm asleep. How am I supposed to know what I look like?
Good point.
I was going to ask you the same thing, Polly. How the heck do you know?
I don't know.
You should not check your email first thing in the morning. If you start your morning this way, say the experts, you'll never recover.
I agree, especially because when we checked our email this morning, remember there was 9,000 reply alls about something stupid and it made us angry.
We stopped the reply all. Polly brought an end to it.
You don't want to wake up like that.
This one drives me nuts. You should not leave your bed unmade. People that say, well, we're just going to get back into it anyway.
No. Bed has to be made.
Absolutely has to be made. It's associated with increased productivity throughout the rest of your day.
Because you started on a good, you're getting stuff done.
This one gets me. What you should not do when you first wake up.
Uh-huh.
Drink coffee.
What?
Say what?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's what coffee is for.
What are we supposed to drink?
Your body naturally produces higher amounts of the stress hormone cortisol, which regulates energy between 8 and 9 a.m. So for most people, the best time to drink coffee is after 9:30.
But can we have tea?
I think it's the same idea.
I feel desperate.
By 9:30, I'm a half an hour away from the show being done. I'm going home.
You and me both, Polly.
You're talking about normal people, not us in here.
You should not get ready in the dark.
Well, yeah, because you'll look like you got dressed in... What'd you get dressed in the dark?
Yeah, you put on the wrong socks that don't match.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. The little light will help kind of stimulate you, right?
I lay out my clothes the day before because I get up so early, I don't want to wake
up. Does Marnie lay them out for you?
No, okay. I do it myself. I'm a big boy.
Good job, Polly.
It's good planning, Polly. Good planning.
So we want to help you out when you're getting up in the morning, first thing. Do not hit the snooze button. Do not drink a cup of coffee, and do not leave your bed unmade, among other things.
I just have the snooze button and the coffee? The rest I feel like I can maybe do, but I can't give away the snooze button and the coffee.
I'll tell you what. These are things you should not do when you first wake up. The one thing you should do when you first wake up, before you do anything else, is put on Country 106.7.
That's the best advice we've had all day.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.